It's Thursday, December 15th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sulp. Two things to know today. Kaseya Datto's global state of the MSP report and a business unlock for AI imaging. This is the Business of Tech. Kaseya's Datto with their new global state of the MSP report. It's pretty cheerful. 95% of the 1,800 MSPs surveyed said it's an excellent time to be a channel professional. Some other highlights. The survey saw an 11% increase in break-fix revenue. 56% of respondents' total revenue comes from recurring services, with the top five managed service offerings being cloud-based infrastructure design and management, 83%, office productivity software services, 83%, business continuity and disaster recovery and networking, both at 79%, and technical support and help desk at 77%. Anticipated growth areas for managed services offerings include collaboration software, storage design and implementation, and incident response and forensics. About 95% of MSPs surveyed point to cloud solutions as a new market opportunity, and half say they expect 75% of workloads to be in the public cloud in 3 years. For their SMB clients that have migrated workloads to the cloud, the majority are in AWS, 54%, and Microsoft Azure, 47%. And there's new blood in the channel. Nearly a quarter of respondents reported that they have been in business for less than 5 years. Why do we care? Greetings, programs. Welcome to all the newcomers to the industry. If everyone agrees cloud is the market opportunity, is it the new one anymore? I'm going to observe that it's simply the direction and shouldn't be viewed as something new or innovative. My observation is that the window is just closing on not being a full laggard here. I hadn't covered much about the AI boom on this show, as I've been pondering practical applications within the services space. ChatGPT is cool, sure, but how do you apply products like this within services in the current context? I found an example I wanted to highlight, courtesy of Axios. Quoting the article, AI-driven image-generating apps can already costume a user's selfie and fantasy world garb, but some in the field are working on using similar tech to mimic brand name characters and worlds from popular movies and video games. The initial idea here is to let users create images a la Lensa AI, but instead of dropping a portrait into a broad category like science fiction or anime, you'd see yourself more specifically as a Muppet or a Klingon. Further down the road, these apps could evolve to let you join in the action of a movie or video game. The piece then highlights Vermilio, a company that is working to combine licenses with AI, and, quote, authentication is a key aspect of Vermilio's offering. The company says it can track the history of a piece of AI-generated content, from the engine that generated it to modifications made after its creation. Why do we care? This is lingering in my mind as I look for applications for AI. Finding a new way to monetize existing intellectual property is the peanut butter and jelly combination that delivers extra value. I don't have an obvious direction to point you at. Instead, it's an approach. Where can you combine two things for your customer to create that additional value? It requires a deep understanding of its offerings and businesses, yet it will also deliver very high monurgent services and unlock a lot of value. That's the kind of solution a customer will pay a lot for, as it's distinctly driving their top-line revenue. That's why I selected this example. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust default deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today is National Cupcake Day. I admit that's one of my favorites. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.